Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Fieldbrook Road is open again, but Fieldbrook is still a crime scene as Humboldt County Sheriff's investigators probed the deaths of two people there last night. Deputies answered a call of shots fired at 5 Wednesday afternoon, and they found a woman dead near a trailer on the property. They also found a man dead at the location on Fieldbrook Road. They've identified the victims as 37-year-old Wayne Hammers and 37-year-old Angel Robin Tully. Both suffered gunshot wounds. Detectives closed off the location to traffic as they talked to witnesses. They identify their suspect as Jason Michael Arriaga, 29, of Lucerne, California. Witnesses say he was arguing with a couple before fleeing. 12:30 Thursday morning, 7 hours after the shootings, Eureka police stopped a vehicle off the Singley Hill off-ramp in Eureka. Arriaga was arrested for 2 counts of homicide and was taken to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility, where he's being held on $1 million bail. Autopsies on the two victims are scheduled for Saturday. Authorities are not saying more about the incident for now because the investigation is ongoing. Humboldt County investigators have uprooted another pot farm, this time in the Burr Valley area of the county. Deputies found a farm of 90 plants, 12 feet high. They also found a well for irrigation and a living area. No one was on the land at the time, and investigators are collecting more evidence. Fire crews continue to battle a fire in the Happy Camp complex and the July complex of fires as they burn in eastern Humboldt County and into Siskiyou County. The Happy Camp complex has scorched more than 71,000 acres and forced the closure of roads in the area as it burns in the heavily wooded areas around the Klamath River and Highway 96. More than 2,700 personnel are assigned to the fire, and containment is listed at 15%, and fire crews are focused on protecting structures and keeping the fire to the south of the highway. Smoke from that complex, as well as the July complex near Sawyer's Bar, is affecting residents in the area, as well as to the west, and air quality alerts have been issued for Orleans, Wichpeck, and Hoopa Valley. The July complex has burned more than 40,000 acres, but stands at 80% containment. The sheriff's office has released photos of two suspects who burglarized a Renner Petroleum card lock property in Scotia early Wednesday morning. The two suspects broke into the station's bathroom and stole a small water heater. A Renner employee viewed the surveillance tape and reported that one of the suspects appeared to have electrical experience from the manner in which he removed the heater without damaging their wall and the way he taped off the wire ends. Both suspects are adult white males, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. St. Joseph's Hospital and Redwood Memorial Hospital are celebrating the opening of the Ferndale Open Door Community Health Center with a ceremony. The Redwood Memorial Foundation, the Bertha Russ Little Foundation, and the McLean Foundation contributed to the project, which will help ensure that residents of the Eel River Valley have access to quality medical care. The clinic, by the way, is located on Main Street in Ferndale. The Superior Court of Humboldt County has announced that due to ongoing funding issues from Sacramento, further cuts to office hours and public service are being made. Effective as of Monday, court clerk and court office hours will be cut to 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Court CEO Carrie Keegan said in a statement that despite increased funding from the state, this past year, state regulations prevent the court from carrying over money from year to year, and that affects cash flow and planning for unforeseen costs, and that's led to further reductions in staff time. Court has seen funding cuts of over $1 million in the past 5 years, and a hiring freeze has been implemented to avoid layoffs. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.